Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great country. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 11th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's smoky outside. I mean, it's people burning. You know, it's finally everything's dried out enough till people can burn rubbish in their yard. About the time that smoke clears here, it'll come over the hill from California. Can't wait. What a negative half-glass kind of guy I am, huh? Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Mike Pompeo pledges to push back if life becomes difficult for UK Jews under Corbyn government. And we're going to definitely get into this. Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Mike Pompeo pledges to, quote, push back if life becomes difficult for UK Jews under Corbyn government. This is from the Telegraph. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And, hey, man, you know, all you see on the stupid box from the propaganda ministry is a Russian interference in our policy. Somebody interfering. They're holding Florida council meetings over in fucking Jerusalem. And here we are in the United Kingdom, and over there going to tell those people how they're going to fucking act, too. I mean, isn't that interfering with interior politics of another country? I mean, this is just completely fucking out of hand, people. The master Jew. Mike Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State, has pledged he will not wait for Jeremy Corbyn to become prime minister to push back against any action his administration might take against British Jews, because, goddammit, we're fucking Jews. We're going to fight for our people, or for our masters anyway. We're Jew subjects, and, man, nobody's going to mess with our sovereigns. We will preemptively strike the United Kingdom before we'll allow a Jew to be fucking fucked with anywhere on this planet. Mr. Pompeo's remarks come against a backdrop of continued allegations of anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, which gained considerable publicity in the U.S. No, they figured out who's been fucking them. They understand it. And once you understand it, there's no turning back. You can't just unlearn something. And you can't unhate the son of bitches that have been causing your fucking misery all these years. Now, can ya? His remarks were made in a behind-closed-door meeting with American Jewish leaders. American Jewish leaders? Really? American Jewish leaders. American Jewish leaders. Jewish American. American Jewish. Jewish American. Are we a fucking colony of the fucking kikes? Leaders and emerged when a tape of the proceedings was leaked to the Washington Post. At the meeting, the U.S. Secretary of State was asked if he would be willing to, quote, act if life becomes very difficult for Jews in the U.K. Now, why in the hell would life become very difficult for Jews in the U.K.? Because the people who are fucking had everything taken from them, and now they're unarmed, and they're being fucking mistreated by this fucking Jewish-controlled British government. Well, who in the hell? The crown head. That's why he went over there to see the Queen of England, where the real power is. Their phony-ass parliament doesn't mean shit. Just like up in Canada when they voted to get rid of that prime minister, and the queen flew in. And she said no, and it was no. It could be that Mr. Corbyn manages to run the gauntlet and get elected. It's possible, Mr. Pompeo replied. Yeah, if those people have found out what them fucking Jews have done to him, it's very fucking possible. Quite likely, in fact. Of course, I mean, I'm sure the election will be rigged like every election on this planet, on this banana planet. But I mean, at some point in the ballgame, if the people have to come out in the goddamn streets and count themselves one by one, you've just pushed it too, well, they've pushed it to the brink of fucking war around the world against these dirty pricks. Because that's where they've been sticking their goddamn Jew big noses in everybody's fucking business around this world. They've been running everybody's fucking business, stealing from everybody on this goddamn planet to build their Zion empire. Well, there's a whole fucking whole lot more of us than there are you, you sons of bitches. You should know we won't wait for him to do those things to begin to push back. What the fuck does that mean? We won't wait for him to do those things to begin to push back. So you're going to attack this person if they're elected as the head of the government, a foreign government? You're just going to attack him. We're not going to wait for him to even say anything to a Jew. You're going to put our guy in that kisses Jew ass, that sucks Jew ass, or else we will do our level best. I'm sure you will. It's too risky and too important and too hard once it's already happened, he said. Yeah, once this thing busts loose, you ain't going to be able to stop it, Pompeo, you piece of fucking shit. Mr. Pompeo also rounded on the conservatives following their poor performance in the European elections. They figured your ass out, assholes. Even rigging elections, man. I mean, maybe the people over there in England woke up and they started unregistering from the corporation that the fucking has them held in bondage, saying it's demonstrated and, quote, abject failure of leadership, of dictatorship. What you mean to say, isn't it? Elitist dictatorship? His comments are the latest intervention by the Trump administration in British politics. What's this big, this fucking investigation? We're investigating the investigators that investigated the investigators. Millions, up to billions of fucking dollars. And that's all you see on the fucking stupid box. They don't know whether to shit or go blind. They don't know which way to turn. And the same thing's happening in France. You're not going to see that on the mainstream propaganda, are you? The people of France have figured it out. They've figured out that the Jews fucking infiltrated their country and operating through the Masonic lodges took total goddamn control of not only their property, but of them after they disarmed them. You gonna let them disarm you? Last week, during his a visit to Britain, Donald Trump stepped into the Tory leadership election praising Boris Johnson, saying the former foreign secretary would be an excellent successor to Theresa May. Well, you should just decide. What the fuck are you playing around with these banana republic elections for anyway? You've done declared yourself fucking dictators across this fucking planet. Well, why don't you just step up and do it? Could it be that, you know, there's a couple billion guns here in the United States and maybe a trillion rounds of ammunition? Is that what's standing in your fucking way, Trumpy? Of just coming out and saying, I mean, you stepped up and you said, the Golan Heights are Israel's. That's what I say. I'm Trump, the president of a foreign country over here telling you, okay? The attack dog for the fucking, our Jewish masters. The U.S. president also refused to meet Jeremy Corbyn during his trip to London, calling the labor leader a negative force. And he probably is he's a hardcore fucking communist. This is how they do communism, people. They put the fucking corporate elite, and they call it something like, capitalism. See, capitalism. What's the root of that word, capital? What is that? That's mammon. Mammonism. And they make the people completely miserable. They bring them down to the lowest fucking stage. Like the people in San Francisco and shit, in L.A., the people on the fucking streets, they'll drag your ass down to nothing. And then tell you, you filthy, look at you. You filthy son of a bitch. We took everything you had and look at you. You disgust us. You should be eliminated. 40 caliber hollow point through the back of your fucking head. That's what you need. But you talk about interfering in foreign politics? Really? That's what we're spending. I mean, that's what the news 24/7 is right now on the stupid box. I mean, that's what the propaganda line is. That's the best the think tanks can do. At the same time, you're over there making your little plans for fucking Iran and for Syria and Jordan and Turkey and Lebanon. This demonstrates the new pattern of communication, which does not conform with typical diplomatic behavior, continues all the way down in the administration, said Brandon Barford, partner at Beacon Policy Advisors, a Washington, D.C.-based political research company. That's a think tank. In the past, this would have been unthinkable, but it plays well linking Corbyn as an extreme socialist along the line of Senator Bernie Sanders. They're all communists, don't you see? That's the whole idea. They fucking beat you down until them goddamn dirty fucking capitalists who aren't supposed to exist. They're just another form of fucking thieves, another form of socialism, Fabian socialism. Those goddamn dirty capitalist son of a bitches. There's only one way to get them. We got to go communist. And then you go communist, and that's when the real death starts. That's when the real dying starts happening. The people around the world need to go and hang all their fucking, everyone that's standing up there calling themselves a leader, put a fucking rope around their neck because they deserve it. They've got it coming. They earned it. Mr. Corbyn has forged links with the radical wing of the Democratic Party. Speaking to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the left-wing congresswoman from New York earlier this year. Communist. They're communist. I mean, this guy's no better than the next guy, but they're over there. See, they're just fucking fighting over who's going to be the goddamn taskmaster. Who is going to fucking rule over this fucking goyim population for the fucking Rockefellers and the goddamn Carnegies and the goddamn Rothschilds at the top of the pyramid, don't you see? Who's going to get to be the ones? I mean, and it all comes down to that same sick power we were talking about. Because the further you are up in that power structure, man, I mean, you don't have to be the guy right at the top of the pyramid. I mean, if the fucking four layers down, they can still take little Mary up to the big house when she starts developing. Come take your children away from you. Fuck you, we don't got nothing left, people. We have nothing left. Nothing left to lose. So sitting here and doing this shit day after day after day, just reading about our own destruction. Maybe it's time individuals started acting individually. A Labor Party spokesman denied accusations of anti-Semitism. No, but I didn't say it. I didn't say anything about the holy Jews. Fuck you, kikes. I'm saying it. Fuck you, fucking stinking, fucking rotten, pedophilic kikes. And I'm going to continue to say it. And there's people all over this nation, and evidently there's people in Britain and France and all over the fucking world, because they figured it out. It was the internet that got you. It was the internet. It's too late to stop it. And now it can go word of mouth, and I mean, it is. It, shit, you really stopped them in Britain, didn't you? Now you're having to fucking have some prick from, supposed to be an American diplomat. I got, well, what the hell is he supposed to be? Secretary of State? Is that what Pompeo was, I think? Going over threatening a foreign country in their own fucking country? Threatening their people? Well, I guess they're unarmed, so it would be a safe thing to do. The Labour Party spokesman denied accusations of anti-Semitism and condemned Mr. Trump and his senior officials for becoming embroiled in British domestic politics. Yeah? I mean, you sit there, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? And all we listen to is this stupid, stupid shit about Russia. Like every major power in this country hasn't fucking interfered in every fucking election since there was a fucking election. Like there's ever been an honest election. Not even one. I tell you, not even one. The spokesman said, Labour is fully committed to the support, defense, and celebration of the Jewish community. We will bow at their feet. Holy, holy kike. Let me kiss your feet. Holy kike. And is implacably opposed to anti-Semitism in any form. The next Labour government poses no threat of any kind whatsoever to the Jewish people. Don't kill us. Don't kill us. We'll bow to the Jews. They can have everything. We'll watch our children starve as they rape little three-year-olds. The security and well-being of Jewish people is a priority for our government, our party, and in our government. We will always ensure schools, synagogues, and institutions are properly protected. We promise we will take good care of this fucking little small-ass minority on the fucking earth, this little pimple on the fucking earth that is so fucking important for some reason. And I know, Katie, you already told me. I understand why they're so important, but they're just not that goddamn important to me. President Trump and his official attempts to decide who will be Britain's next prime minister are an entirely unacceptable interference in the UK's democracy. Another name for communism. Democracy. Fucking bullshit. It's like I'm calling this country a democracy. They know fucking better. I mean, this is just throwing it in your fucking... Right now, they're pushing it in your face. They're sticking that toe down in the fucking water. And nothing, see, and the people across this country, everybody's sitting there going, God damn, what could I do? What could I do? What could I do? Well, there's a lot of you who are not identified. And there's a plenty you could be doing. And once you start doing it, I got a feeling that it might become a popular thing to do. Trump administration moves to release migrant children faster from U.S. custody. Now, he stopped those sanctions. I told you that was a gimmick. And now them's Mexican. Didn't we hear this story about a month or so ago, or maybe 2 months ago, that the Mexicans were going to, remember they pushed all the Mexicans over there in Tijuana and they, you know, were holding them in Mexico until they could come up to their asylum. What were they set down and say, are you scared to go home? Yeah, I want that blue collar job waiting for me. I think that was about, maybe 2 months ago. And remember the people in Tijuana and the Mexicans themselves were going, fuck this shit. Get these goddamn bastards out of here. We can't afford this. We're poor. We can't afford this. We can't afford to take care of these pricks that are, and they're treating us like shit and they're killing our people. We can't afford this. And all of a sudden, it was just, then he gave him a year. I mean, how many fucking sides of your mouth do you have to talk out of? You've got a year, Mexico, after we just gave you $4.1 billion to fucking to pump them in here. You've got a year to stop. I mean, a year. There is an article out there. I refuse to put it up because it's funny. It's those oath-keeping three-percenters, and it's the deep state fucking bullshit kind of thing instead of international fucking communism. 110%. There are no good guys in government, okay? Because they're all a part of the corporation that considers you a subject, subjugated, a slave. Anyway, this was sent in, this is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration is again changing the way it vets people who want to sponsor minors who cross the U.S.-Mexican border alone in an effort to speed up release of thousands of migrant children currently in the U.S. Now, wouldn't you think, like in our world, you just send a child out there, just send a child across country, just start walking north there, little Julio. Yeah, and don't stop until you hit the free Walmart, okay? Yeah, you got cousins up there waiting on you. Don't worry about it. Just go. Just start. I mean, man, there was some people. Shit, was it year before last, that were letting their children walk to school. Remember that? And the CSD came after them for letting their children walk to school. But these people, now shouldn't we, what we be doing here is rounding those children up, finding their parents and charging them with fucking child neglect and then the Honduran and the goddamn Guatemalan and the El Salvadorian governments having to take care of those children? Because it's their responsibility. Go ahead.
They're even, they're nationals. They can even travel without any kind of documentation, get on any plane they want.
Oh, of course they can. They don't even have to go through TSA, from what I hear.
Well, they're not subjects.
Oh, that's it, brother. That is it, right, in a nutshell. But they will become, I mean, that's how they're doing this. They've got, like everything else that was supposed to be, that they sold us back in 17 and 89, it's all turned to 180 degrees around. Now a criminal coming into your country is the person that has all the rights that you're supposed to have. The right to due process of the law. A right that can trump an order from the fucking chief executive, what's supposed to be the chief executive of your fucking government. Really? In a star chamber court by an unelected judge. Really? Or maybe they do have a few elected judges out there just placed in the right places in case they need them to override something. I mean, these communists are in a bitch fight, man. Look what they're doing to each other. I mean, they're coming out there, and what they're telling you as a people is that your whole government is fucking corrupt. There ain't a one of them that can't be investigated and charged with fucking high crimes and misdemeanors, period. And see, this is how they brought us down to the level that we are. They removed our common law and used that fucking administrative admiralty to just fucking push us down to shut your fucking mouth. Don't you speak back to that off. You lick his shoe. I hope he tases you. That Blackwater illegal, unlawful motherfucker. Under the change announced to staff on Friday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, which houses unaccompanied migrant children, will no longer require an immigration records check on potential sponsors already backgrounded by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In May 2018, HHS began routinely sending sponsors fingerprints to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to check their records on potential sponsors' immigration history, which would include any arrests for immigration violations and active deportation orders. You know how many people they've deported 10,000. You know how many they've deported people? None. Not even the fucking MS-13 gang members. They haven't deported no fucking buddy because they have no intent. I was talking about the one percenters and the people down there that, you know, the one guy got arrested for a past gun violation or some kind of shit like that. See, them guys are down there and they're down there because they're fighting the drug war. Okay. And, they know the corridors because they've been down there for quite a while. And so they went on some private property and they built a big old fucking fence. A wall. But they put a door in the fucking wall. And so the sheriffs came down and they opened the fucking door and chained it open. You see this, and they can't understand. It's that deep state. These are Obama holdovers. That's who's doing this. The chief executive of the fucking United States of America couldn't order that door closed because some lowly fucking unelected motherfucker decided it's got to be open. This is all a fucking lie. This is the invasion. We knew this was coming. We were told it was coming. We watched it happen to Europe. And we were told it was going to happen to us. And we're watching it fucking happen to us. Now you need to go over to Europe maybe and go check out how those people are living and fucking fear. Whole parts of cities taken over by the fucking Muslims that came there, the radical Muslims that came from fucking Syria and Iraq and wherever in the Middle East there, and they just came in columns. Because they have a right to fucking invade your fucking country. There are no fucking borders because this is a one world order. One world government. You're a one world citizen. There are no lines. Anything you can take from somebody else is, well, it's never yours because you belong to somebody, but you can pretend it is. And you can be coaxed. I mean, somebody was asking, you know, where in the hell did all the money come from for these operations? And when John was here, we used to talk about the logistics of what it would take to move this many fucking people in fucking a caravan. I mean, it's logistics. Armies have lost wars because they didn't have proper supply lines. This is being orchestrated and it's being well fucking financed. But here we sit. Well, yeah. Sure enough. So that's why we get to fight them in our own fucking yards, in our own fucking towns. That's where we'll fight them. They will be the cannon fodder up front that we're going to have to take out. But I mean, don't spend no more time on those little bastards than you have to, because they'll be easily taken out of here as soon as we shoot the suits. As soon as we put a bullet through the fucking suits, then we can take these fucking mongrels and run their ass back across the fucking border like we've done three fucking times already. And to China. And then as for China, once we get it back, you motherfuckers, you got some comeuppance coming to you, buddy. Your whole goddamn country is you're gonna pay war reparations, or we'll fucking melt your ass with nuclear weapons. How about that? But reconciling the immigration background checks with the FBI records was a time-consuming process for HHS staff. And the addition of the immigration checks has not produced any substantive information, said Evelyn Stoffer, spokeswoman for HHS. She said suspending the use of the immigration background checks could speed up the release of children at least 2 to 3 days. Well, let's call this what this fucking is. Open fucking border. Now he can go down there and they're going to play, they're playing, I mean, they play, shit, they used to be, you know, they always played the same cons. But they would, you know, they would be, when it first started out, it'd be, you know, 10, 15, 20 years between when they played a con and they played it on you again. Now it's fucking months. They just fucking did this. Am I mind messing up on me here? Or didn't Trump say, weren't they being held in fucking Mexico? And then the goddamn Mexicans went off because they were fighting them and because they were breaking Mexico. The people that lived in the border towns and cities in Mexico were fucking to get these goddamn animals out of our fucking country. What the fuck are they doing here? Communist we elected. They'll play this fucking game right now. There ain't one less of coming across than there was yesterday. And tomorrow there won't be either. And then about 3 or 4 weeks from now, they'll say, God damn it, you know, Mexico is really fucking, they're not doing it. They're not doing it. We sent them $4.1 billion. But what was that really sent for? By the corporation. To the corporation. For what we saw. With our own very own eyes. Police escorts for the buses, pumping them in here from fucking Honduras, from Guatemala, from El Salvador, clear across Mexico, police escorts, food. I mean, you got to, goddammit, it takes logistics to move that kind of fucking people. They got to eat. They got to have water. They got to be able to sleep. And I mean, tents and shit, I mean, all this shit, where did it all come from? It just appeared. Maybe God did it because God wants this. Maybe that's what Brother Brooks would say. God wants them all here, or he wouldn't be ascending them. The Pope's little brown army that you're going to have to fucking face in your own yard now. When you finally get it to the point to where you're afraid to walk outside your own fucking house without a loaded weapon fucking ready to fucking shoot. Is that how long it's going to take you to wake up? It was like Dion was saying yesterday, you know, he walks in the restaurant and nobody around him speaks English. What fucking country am I in here? Better, oh, people. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried. I'm happy.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. Just don't fucking worry. Just put a smile on your face and fucking, I mean, when your kids are like the Germans, when they, and you're sitting in the streets and their stomachs are bloated from starvation and their fucking blowflies are on their eyes And when they finally, you know, when they fucking march you over to that ditch, I mean, that's when you get to be happy. And you can quit worrying and be happy. I mean, just with the invasion of your country, they're invading your country. Don't worry, be happy. Just, man, if you frown, you're going to bring everybody down, man. Don't worry, be happy. Man, that was a part of that fucking cultural, goddamn, what the hell did they call it? Multiculturalism. Multiculturalism was worked in on us, wasn't it? Just like at the same time as the political correctness. Don't worry, be happy. Some Mexican just took your fucking apartment. You're living on the fucking streets of L.A. You work. You're living in your fucking car. Don't worry. Be happy. Jesus Christ almighty. MS-13 gang member used chicken pox infected toddler for fake family claim. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And you know, they're talking about all these measles outbreaks and forced immunizations and shit. Where in the fuck do you think that all this third world fucking disease is coming from? Oh yeah, that's right, the third world. Because it's pumping across your border. Ain't one of them being stopped right now, people. None of them. I don't care what that looks like. If you believe anything that fucking freak carnival barker is speaking out of the... He's got 12 sides to his fucking mouth. You believe one word that son of a bitch is saying, you are a fucking fool. You better be buying bullets. You better be buying guns. And you better be buying food. Because that's the weapons they will use against you. And you better be getting your mind right. Because you're about to be conquered by children. The United States, the greatest country to ever exist on the planet. Impenetrable, according to the Germans. No land invasion could ever take us. Ah, you forgot about the kids. For the children. Isn't that how they sold us on the fucking all of this political correctness bullshit? Oh, it's for the kids. Give up your rights for the kids. Yeah, when you gave up your rights, you gave up your kids. That's what you fucking did. An MS-13 gang member utilized an 18-month-old girl with chicken pox to make a fraudulent migrant family claim to gain entry into the U.S., federal officials said. And they really don't have to. They're walking across. I mean, I've watched it on. You've watched the video. They don't have to have a fucking kid with them. They ain't turning nobody back. Nobody is leaving this goddamn country until we fucking make them leave, period. And that's going to happen in your front yard because nothing was done at the border. The border is a UN territory. This is a United Nations attack on the sovereignty of the United States of America. On the people's authority who own this fucking joint. El Centro Sector Border Patrol agents found a migrant with a small child he allegedly claimed to be his daughter. The child was determined to be infected with chickenpox, according to information obtained from El Centro Sector Border Patrol officials. Further investigation, including a biometric background investigation, revealed the man to have ties with the MS-13 gang. Investigators also determined the little girl is not the child of the man attempting to make a family migrant claim, officials tweeted. Remember back when they first started fucking invading? I mean, heavily invading under Obama. And we were sitting there, we were telling you guys, man, look at them. They got the teardrops. They got the gang tattoos. Those are fucking gangsters. No, those are children. Those are little children. You can see their paperwork made that somebody made in Mexico for them, or in Honduras, or hard to tell. They might have contracted it out to Spain or England. It's hard to tell who got the contract to make the false documents. Further investigation, including the migrant could face federal charges related to human smuggling and immigration violations. You really think so? You think they'll do one goddamn thing to this? I mean, this is just one son of a bitch and millions. You really think so? You really believe that when they've put up any fucking fence besides that one that those idiots went down there and put on that public land? And then the goddamn sheriff comes down. Drives down onto your private property. Opens your gate to Mexico. Chains the motherfucker open with a lock and sits there and dares you to fucking do anything about it. Well, there's your militia for you. There's your 3%ers. There's your oath keepers. kept their oath the first time, didn't they? Fraudulent family claims by migrants attempting to exploit U.S. immigration laws are being discovered in increasing numbers, Breitbart News report. No. You know, they really started reporting all this kind of heavy after we got Rent-A-Kid down there. You don't go get a passport anymore, you rent a kid. And what about people that rent their kids? Little children. I mean, how old was this 18-month-old girl with chicken pox? Shouldn't the parents, those people who were letting their children walk to school, they took them and took their kids away from them and, man, crucified them. But then, if you want to go down there to the border and rent your kid, a buck's a buck. And these are the kind of people that we want in our country. The kind of people that would rent their little child out with a goddamn, an 18-month-old kid with a chicken pox. It's got chicken pox, but it'll get you across. I've already had the chicken pox. Okay, I'll take it. How much? 20 pesos. Okay, here's your pesos. This fraud may include the use of forged birth certificates or other fraudulent documents to establish parentage, ICE officials stated in an April press release. Forged or other fraudulent documents are also being used by adult illegal aliens to falsely claim they are minors under the age of 18. Remember, we talked about that too during the election. During the campaign for the election. How Raul with the mustache and a beard is in junior high school and he's got your daughter in the goddamn bathroom raping her ass. And hey, you just got to understand that's how those people are, and this is their country now. Because you just let them have it. You didn't do a goddamn thing, man. You had the fucking guns. Maybe that's why they're not worried about the guns. Because they've got to figure that nobody will fucking use them. Will you use them when they get to your yard? Will you let them come on? I mean, they've already crossed fucking illegally, crossed into your country. They've walked across your public lands. Well, they've been bussed. What am I saying? They've taken airplanes. They've been given money to bring them to your neighborhood. And they just want to walk in your fucking house and grab one of your kids or something. And you call the pigs. You call the Blackwater USA. Well, there are people. It's just like there in Portland, where the person pulls up to this fucking stoplight and this prick's coming over with a little slapjack. Coming over there harassing these fucking people and the cop's sitting down there one block watching it happen. Do you think you might be betrayed? Yeah, I mean, at what point do the people just say, hey, you know what? These son of a bitches are actually against us. They prove it to us every day. They fucking kill people. They beat people to death. They just fucking walk in your house and shoot you here if you're an American national. If you're from some other country, man, you can be fucking swerving down the road drunk and pull over. Oh, they can't even talk to you. That's profiling. I think it's about time we start doing some fucking profiling, people. Like I said, right now at this point in the ballgame, the only avenue for any action is the individual out there that's unknown. I mean, maybe there's a family of you, three or four brothers that can trust each other. Maybe you got friends that you can truly trust. See, that's one of the things they had to do to really fuck us. Is, you know, that rat thing. I told you guys when it came here, man, I remember the first son of a bitch to rat in this town that I live in. And after that, man, fucking people, they get pulled. They just start fucking just naming names. I know this about this person, this about this person. Can I go? Can I get to my next fix? That's after they pumped the methamphetamine into this country. The stuff that made people into fucking animals. Without a fucking conscience. Be a rat. A rat's what you want to be. In May, Breitbart News reported on a Honduran national using a six-month-old boy as a, quote, fake son in order to make a fraudulent claim in the Rio Grande Valley sector. Cases like this demonstrate the real danger that exists to children. I mean, this is what this whole kind of thing comes. It ain't about them invading our country. It ain't about them coming to take everything we got and put us in a fucking ditch. It's about those foreign fucking children. Don't you know? That's who you're, this corporation represents. See, they're corporate property. And I gotta believe there was some corporate exchanging going on. Because I gotta believe these people have titles too. You know, the straw man corporation? See, what they need here is they need more fucking straw man corporations to leverage against so they can get more money so they can get the resources pumped out of this fucking country and leave us in a third world hell hole. Those of us that survive. And then you can learn how to kowtow. You can learn how to be a fucking peasant, a peon, a pissant. You can learn how to grovel for a bowl of food. You will end up homeless on the continent that your forefathers conquered. You were warned. You were warned, and still it's happening. I think it was Misty that was asking yesterday, how can the people just, I mean, they can't see it. They don't get a chance to see it. It's like this broadcast. Yeah, I mean, if this was going out on the net like it was when I first started this broadcast, if it was going, you know, going, I mean, it could reach out like that. Oh, goddamn. But it's already too late for them. They know this. They know that we understand now that the fight's going to come to our door, that they're not going to do a goddamn thing but assist in the invasion of our country for the children. We in this country, we hit them back with the political. We said, fuck your political correctness. Shove it up your fucking commie ass. The political correctness wouldn't work. But won't you do it for your children? Won't you give up your rights for your children? No, we won't. We are going to fucking preserve those rights for our children is what we're going to do. So now this whole foreign fucking thing that they're doing, this invasion of your fucking border and 150 fucking mile stretch of it from here to fucking Louisiana, that's United Nations territory. They can't be touched there. And that's why they can walk right a fucking cross. There ain't a goddamn thing nobody can do about it. Except, well, yeah, we could. What they did is they broke our asses. And they made it so that a fucking, I mean, somebody who had been, middle class, you know, a middle class job, vacation, everything, you know, 30, 40 years ago. That person now, or the person taking his place, the younger person going to work, they work, they eat, they sleep, they work, they eat, they sleep. See, 40 years ago, people would have had, I mean, they'd had money in the bank. I mean, you'd have seen, like in my dad's time, they would fucking, they just loaded up their rigs with their guns. They went down there and just, they'd have fucking shot everybody in sight. I guarantee you my dad would have. And I knew his friends, they would have. Our people have become so fucking weak and scared is pathetic. But it's not, I don't mean our people. I mean, God damn it, it's like these oath keepers. This is the people they're going to throw out there for you for a militia. The oath keepers and 3%ers. Who are they made up of? Ex-cops. Ex-military, ex-FBI, ex-ATF. They really kept their, oath keepers. These are the son of a bitches that created the situation that allowed the fucking communists to come in and you know, further the plan. These are all fucking Masons. It is the Mason roots in this fucking country that are killing us right now, people. I tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. That is their ground troops. That is how they make things happen. That's how they fucking make things move. Somebody, you know, I like when they were talking about the, tearing down the Confederate statues and then finally they want to tear down George Washington. They want to tear every fucking thing down. That's what communists do. They got to tear down a society and build it back in the image of communism. That's how it fucking works. And I told you people, they were talking about one down there in Charleston, West Virginia. I've seen that statue before. And the bottom line is, somebody actually has to tear that son of a bitch down. A company will be hired. They will get a contract from the government to tear that fucking statue down. Now, it's not hard to find out who got the contract. And even the contractor, you know, that's number one on the list. But some son of a bitch is actually going to have to go out there with probably a backhoe or whatever in the hell they're going to use. And they're going to have to do the deed, aren't they? In my grandfather's time, if they would have tried to pull this shit, I guarantee you what would have happened. The son of a bitch that took that job would have been fucking sorry he took that job. Oh, you needed the money for a house payment? No, Oh, you got a pile of fucking cinders now, you son of a bitch and traitor. Now, who wants to take the next contract? And then, you know, the guy, go ahead.
That would only apply if it was a southern statute.
Yeah, no, it would apply to anything they're doing here, man. Right now,
I don't care about the northern statutes. They were just fighting for the feds.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is that this would apply today. Somebody's a bus driver. I mean, somebody's taking these people and driving them over to the goddamn bus station or to the fucking airport. Somebody's handing them the money. Somebody has a contract to do this. And the contracts are all public knowledge. But like I said, I don't know, maybe just even listening to this broadcast will get your name put on a fucking list and they're watching you. But they can't watch us all. That's the problem, dude. They do not have the people. It's like I was talking yesterday. If they took and put a guard around every one of them, every one of these suits, these fucking treasonous pieces of fucking trash, this international corporate mafia, if they put a goddamn detail, a 200-man detail, well, that's 200 sons of bitches who ain't home guarding their own families, and that's how this is going to have to turn out. Sorry, can't guard you today, suit. I got to guard my own fucking house because I leave it to guard your ass and it, goddamn, something bad could happen. I'm just telling you guys how our grandfathers would have handled this. They wouldn't have put up with this shit. But they throw in the technology. They get the CSI Miami and all this stuff where they, there's nowhere you can go. I mean, they'll know it was you. There's no way possible you can do anything. They'll find a fiber or something. Oh, that's that guy. We got him. Got that guy. Well, okay. Let's play that game. What if 10,000 of you do it a night? They don't have the fucking people to come after you. Don't you get it? If you do fucking mean it, 10,000 across this fucking country a night for about a fucking week and you'd see some fucking shit changing. You'd see this son of a bitch is standing up and taking notice. Right now they're ignoring you. I mean, they're not ignoring us. I mean, for sure. I mean, this is like, trying to get this broadcast out to get it, to new ears. They're not ignoring you because they don't want people to start thinking. They don't want people to start thinking of solutions. They cannot guard one another and do what they're doing to us. That's the bottom line. I shoot the suit. Shoot the suit. Because the suits are where they are the ones giving the fucking orders. But at the same time, it's just like that statue. Or any son of a bitch that fucking aids and abets in this fucking invasion. In the smallest of manner. Oh, the people that want to come out on the streets. You think that the fucking those Antifa motherfuckers couldn't have been identified in Portland? You can't identify somebody anymore? All the fucking this technology that you're so fucking afraid of? And you can't use it yourself to identify somebody? Oh, but if I do anything, they know everything I'm doing. They know that they're watching me. Well, they're watching the hell out of me. I guarantee you. But there's a lot, I mean, they can't watch us all, people. They do not have, I mean, think about it. You've got over 340 million people. You add in the goddamn illegals, you got about 500 million people in this country. Do you really think they can watch all five? Who's going to watch them? You got 500 million people to watch each one of them? It's a bluff. It's bullshit. And that's really what's kind of holding everything up. Is everybody, I don't want to be first. I've been first a couple of times, and it hurt. But nobody followed. Nobody did anything. They wouldn't. It's just like the Oklahoma City, when the Oklahoma City building was blown up by the fucking government, by the fucking Mossad. Man, there was a big militia time around here where I was at. They were on the news a couple times a week, man. They're showing them out there training. Boy, we're not going to allow this shit in America. Not in America. Because we're conservatives, and we're not going to lie. We've got guns. We're conservatives. Man, when that fucking bomb went off, those son of a bitches, you couldn't find them. They dispersed and went into hiding and then started praying for the end of the fucking world. That's what they did. This has got to be done by ordinary fucking people. Just people who you understand. Look at your grandchildren And think, I mean, think about what they're doing to you. And you got guns. Think about what that, what their intent is for your grandchildren. And I mean, life is pretty precious. I mean, I hold life to be high in very high esteem. And I'm not like those parasitic fucking Jews who look at us like animals without a soul. I hold life to be pretty fucking precious. But God damn it, there comes a time. When you look at your grandchild, is my grandchild going to, I mean, am I going to be in that position to when my granddaughter turns 12 years old and she's filling out and some one of these fucking freaks sees her and wants to fucking rape her, that they can just walk in and fucking do it? Because I fucking failed to stop a fucking invasion by fucking third worlders because they put kids up front? You got to be fucking kidding me. Don't fuck them. Okay, you can't touch them kids. But you can sure as hell go after the people that are giving the fucking orders, can't you? Is life so precious? I mean, I'll be 58 years old in fucking August. I don't know how many years I got left. I got a fucking prosthetic heart valve. I could drop dead any minute. You people out there who are unknown, I mean, goddamn, there's a plenty of you. There's plenty of you, but you have to act. You have to fucking get your mind. We've talked about it on this broadcast many times. You have to get your mind in order. You have to get your mind right. You have to get determined. Once you make that first move, I tell you what, you're free until you die, at least. But are you going to leave? What do you think? You're going to leave this to your children? In a worse condition than it, I mean, they're gaining ground every fucking day. How long does it take? I mean, if you got to open borders and fuck, you're getting people from Africa, India, fucking, Korea, every fucking place on the goddamn planet. There are 7 billion people on this planet. How many do they have to, they can bring enough in until you cannot kill them out of here. I'll tell you that right now. It would take nuclear bombs to get rid of that many fucking people. And you'd be shooting them on your own fucking soil. So you either nut up or give up. I mean, my God, people, they do something. Instead of that, what's the old saying? Do something even if it's wrong. Do something. You can't go down there. That's obvious. They got people guarding the fucking invasion. You're paying for fucking guns to be pointed at you to fucking lead the invasion into your country. When I was watching that happen in Europe, I was going, God damn, is anybody going to step up and even try to stop this? Well, in the first place, they had already gave up their guns. And the few that had guns were guarding the motherfucking invasion. Maybe you ought to use your mind a little bit. Figure out where to hurt them. Make them fucking hurt, man. I mean, make them feel some pain. Push the fucking issue. At least think about it. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And if you're out there, man, and you can hear my voice, you're Joe Sixpack, man. You're nobody. But you know the truth. You're the most dangerous person, people in this country, is the people that haven't committed, you haven't commented, you haven't done anything. But you know what's happening, and you know what needs to be done. You are the people that need to make the first move. I made the first move a couple of times already. I've been beaten and jailed and I'm watched from the time I go out the fucking door. I go out in the fucking woods, an airplane flies over within 15 fucking minutes. But you are not being watched. I mean, God damn it. And when I did fight, I wasn't cowardly about it. Fighting them 5 at a fucking time, that ain't cowardly. I fought him in the courts. I fought him physically. God damn it. I mean, look at your grandchildren. I mean, I don't know. Maybe people have completely lost their connection with the whole family idea. I mean, that is one of the main planks of the Communist Manifesto for taking over the fucking country. Break up the families. Man, I'll tell you, when I was young, my family, you fucked with one of my family. You fucked with the whole family. And I mean, people you didn't even fucking know. You turn around and somebody you'd never seen before tear your ass all to pieces and you wouldn't even know why. Because they're a member of the family. We better start acting like a fucking family again in this country, and that is the word from the trenches.